Now, listeners, we're back live in the studio with Gene O'Reilly, from the donor coordinator from Organ Donation and Transplants Ireland Limited. Welcome, Gene.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for inviting me here.
And thanks for coming in. It's much better face-to-face. Yeah. I find it difficult on the phone, you know. You can't interrupt easy on the phone, you know.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Basic question, is this is not a charitable organisation, is it?
No, it's Organ Donation and Transplant Ireland, so it's run by the HSE.
It's a department of the HSE. Yeah.
So it was set up in 2015 as a national service to align with EU regulations. So since 2015, ODTI has been set up.
Okay, where's your headquarters?
So we have an office in town in Temple Street, St George's Theatre in Temple Street.
That's the head office for the whole of Ireland, is it?
Yeah, so we cover nationally. So we cover 24/7, 365 days a year. Wow. And we would coordinate all organ donations in the country.
From there?
Yeah.
And how many people work there?
So we have currently, so our director of service, Professor Egan, is the head of the service. And we have seven donor coordinators who run the service nationally 24/7. So whenever we get a call from the intensive care units to say that there is a potential organ donor, we would link in with the local hospital.
So that's how it's done. Yeah. You physically just coordinate the whole thing.
Yeah.
Ambulances go from here, there, from other places to...
So we would all travel to the local hospital where the donation is taking place. Yeah, we meet with the family, which is one of the most important parts of our job. We support the family through the donation process, and when they've made that decision to donate, we give them all the information and supports, and we go and travel and meet the family in the intensive care unit where the donation is taking place. And we support them throughout the whole process. So the whole team, everyone will travel to the hospital and liaise from there. So we would link in with the recipient coordinators back in Dublin in the transplant centres.
How many hospitals do this kind of work? Or is it every hospital or just...?
So every hospital can be a donating hospital. So any hospital with an intensive care unit can facilitate organ donation.
So they need an intensive care unit.
They need. Okay. And there's the three transplant centres in Dublin that would look after the transplants of the organs. So the heart and lungs, liver, pancreas and kidneys and liver.
When you say transplant centres, what do you mean? Do you mean?
So they would be the hospitals that do the actual transplant. So when the organ becomes available, the organ will be transplanted back in Dublin into the recipients. So the people receive.
Oh, it's always in Dublin, is it?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
People receive the organs.
Okay. Yeah. Tell me, basic question: what's the minimum age someone can make a decision to donate their organs? Mm.
So we don't have an age limit on organ donation. We would look at each case individually. So we don't have any age limit at all.
So if somebody is 12 or something dies, it's the parents who would make that decision.
It's the next of kin that makes the decision on any age. So we would encourage people to talk to your family, let them know your wishes. You can carry an organ donor card, which will let you know your wish, which can be got from the Irish Kidney Association. But we encourage people to talk to their families and let them know their wishes, because it's a lot easier for families to make that decision once they know what their loved one would have wanted before they died.
Okay, another question, just something crossed my mind. So I make a decision that I want to donate everything and then I die.
Mm-hmm.
Can that be overridden by anyone?
So your next of kin, so your family ultimately have the decision. So they can decide to override that. But the hope, obviously, if you've discussed your wishes with them, that they would facilitate your wishes. So they can override it. We would look for... We would discuss cases, a lot of sudden death cases, with the coroner, and they would be informed as well. But they're very pro-organ donation and very supportive of the service. So we would like to think that everyone would be very supportive of the patient's wishes.
Would there be many who wouldn't? Would it be the odd case a family would refuse?
They would, yeah, but they might have already had that previous discussion and known the patient's wishes. And sometimes donation isn't for everyone. It has, you know, it has to be the right decision for the family. And we would encourage supporting families either way as much as we can.
But that's avoiding, like, that's saying that the person themselves has no right, in a sense that someone else can usurp their takeaway. Yes. That's the way it is it?
At the moment, currently, yes. Yeah,
is that not
of kin will have.
Without getting too heavy, is that not a civil right? If I want to donate, have I not got the right to donate? And as a mature adult, and say that's it.
Yeah.
No.
You know, it is definitely something that needs to be looked at. But again, you know, we don't want to cause a family feud. You know, in within families as well. So you've got to think of the family that's left behind. So, you know, you want parents to be on the same page and in agreement as well.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. Another question, and like, weird question here, right? I'm 70.
Yeah.
Perfectly healthy. Get hit by a bus.
Yeah.
Right? So do you want to take my heart? And say there's a 25-year-old needs a heart. So you give that to my 70-year-old heart to a 25-year-old. I don't understand that. Like, am I not like a car, like, that has done 150,000 miles, and is my heart not worn out at 70?
So that's a very good question, Mark. Yeah, we would look at everything on an individual basis. So generally, when you get to the age of 70, your heart may not be suitable. But again, we look at every patient individually. The recipient centres would try and match the age, you know, roughly the age of the donor and the recipient. So if, for example, as you said, if you are in your 70s and your kidney will be donated, they will look and try and give that kidney to somebody in their 60s or 70s at the same age. So they generally wouldn't go to a very young person.
So there is a life expectancy in the end. Transplanting somebody doesn't mean it's going to live on forever.
For sure.
There is
absolutely
a life expectancy.
Yeah.
What's the, well, I don't want to get too gruesome, but what's the most popular, you know, what's transplanted the most?
Yeah, so kidneys would be the most transplants. Last year there was 192 kidney transplants, including the living kidney donation, and that's from, we had 99 donors, families generously donated last year. But there's over 600 people waiting for transplants currently in Ireland.
How many?
Over 600 with all of the organs. There's over 600 people waiting.
Does that mean there's a lack of donors?
Yeah, absolutely, there is. Yeah.
What is it? A lack of awareness?
It's a mixture. To become an organ donor, you have to. It's very specific people that are suitable to be a donor. So you need to be in an intensive care unit, and you need to meet certain criteria. So doctors would look at certain criteria for you to be suitable donor.
So you might have agreed or signed, but that doesn't mean that's a fait accompli. It doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So it's matching is the big thing as well. Is that where the lack is?
It's part of it, but as I said, it's part of the criteria that a person has to pass away. So the majority of organ donors would be brain death donors. So something would happen, whether they'd get a stroke or a trauma to their brain that would cause them to die in that particular way.
So the body would be perfect, but it would just be an injury, a brain
quite
injury.
Quite often, yeah.
Another gruesome question. How long, like, when you die, how long are your organs good for? Like, is it put it in the freezer and use it next September? Use by date or anything like that? No,
I don't want to
sound too funny,
very,
but
yeah, no, it's very specific. So again, it depends. Obviously, the sooner, you know, an organ is transplanted, the better outcome. But our priority, particularly with our role as a donor coordinator, is to support the donor families and give them as much time as they need with their loved ones to say goodbye and support them throughout the process. So it, you know, it takes as long as it takes.
But it's generally fairly urgent,
yes,
is it?
Yeah, it would be time sensitive, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, I remember signing the back of my driver's license to donate, you know, and But that now with the new licences, there's the plastic ones, that's gone, isn't it?
There is actually a section on the new licence. Yeah, there's a little code on the back, a 115 code that you can tick when you apply for your licence.
I may have ticked it already and forgotten about it.
Yeah.
So that's how it's done. It's not your signature on the back.
No. And again, we would encourage people to talk to their families about their wishes.
I don't suppose we'll go to the opt-out system, will we? Would we ever go to that, where everybody is going to donate unless they say, I don't want to?
It's currently in government at the moment, so they will be looking at changing legislation to support that.
So it takes the legislation to do that, does it?
Yes.
To do something like that, an opt-out situation, I have a donor card myself now.
Great.
But I wouldn't be able to find it.
That's okay, yeah.
Because that's like 20 years ago.
Well, sure.
So does that mean...
And there's a lot of people like you, Mark, as well.
So you don't have to carry them on?
Like, no, you don't, absolutely. And as I said, talk to your family and let them know your wishes, and that's the most important thing.
So once you tick that on your licence, does that go into a system?
Currently, no. In this country, we don't have a register at the moment.
So how do they know I tick that
So
box?
Again, by talking to your family. The doctors in the hospital would approach your family if you were a suitable donor, and they might ask, did you carry a donor card, so that were they aware of your wishes?
Okay, so when you tick that license, where does that go? Where does that tick go? What does it do?
It doesn't go anywhere at the moment, so that's why we would encourage people to talk to their families.
So it looks like it really looks like we're behind when it comes to registering. Really. We need to register people who want to do it. Countrywide, do it.
Yeah, that will change with the new...
With the law, would it? With the registration?
With the legislation, that would be the opt-out.
Oh,
it will be a soft opt-out as well, so...
What do you mean, a soft opt-out?
So, again, we would ultimately... The family will have the final decision again, so we would never go against the next of kin's wishes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. No matter what, there's no pushing here.
Yeah,
that's what you're saying.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Does religion come into this? And I mean religion because this country now has so many religions. It's not just one religion anymore.
Sure.
Does religion come into it at all?
We find actually that a lot of the religious associations agree with organ donation, and there's a lot of positive support for organ donation among the religious communities. So it generally doesn't affect.
It doesn't affect. So it's quite a positive thing.
Absolutely, yeah. Because it can save up to six people's lives. It's not just one person. It's communities, families that are affected by this generous gift.
And there's no limit to the amount of parts you can donate if they're healthy. Is that what it is?
So up to six organs can be transplanted from one donor.
Is that just a medical thing? Is that all that will transplant? Is that what you're saying?
So there is potential for more. There is tissues that can be used as well. But currently in this country, that's what's used at the moment.
Okay. So how can people be proactive now? Say someone is listening to this said, okay, sure. I want to donate.
Yeah.
Say they don't have a driver's license.
Yeah.
What would they do?
Sure. They could certainly get a donor card and sign it. They can call the Irish Kidney Association for a card, and their number is 01620 5306. But as I said to you previously, Mark, having the conversation with your family is hugely important to try and encourage people to donate.
Something happens like that, it's they're aware of it, and then they put the idea forward to the thing.
Yeah.
You do a great job. I didn't realise you'd actually travel around and obviously, it makes a lot of sense now that you say it.
It is. It's a busy job, but it's a privilege to work with such wonderful families. And really, without our donor families, we would have no service. And it's thanks to the generosity of people that we're able to be in a position to do this job.
It sounds very stressful in a way, really, because you're dealing with the situation Do you have to qualify for something, or is it just that kind of person that you are that does the job, does that kind of job?
Yeah, you would. I mean, it's a very specialised role. So, my background, we would be all nurses as a background. So it's a very specialised training. Yeah. So you're we would work in intensive
Josephine care. Blogs coming in off the street. No. So there is a bit of a history there to the whole thing.
Sure.
And you've seen it, yeah. So, is there anything else you'd like to cover? Have we covered everything, do you think?
I think we've covered everything. As I said, just have the conversation. And
that's the main thing. That's what's coming across now is have the conversation, get it out there, get the family to understand this is what you want.
Yes.
And then hopefully it'll happen.
Yeah. And thanks to all our donor families. You know, they're amazing people.
Yeah. Yeah, the donors, yeah, great, okay. So I it's fairly short interview if we've covered everything. Would we like to give some of the contact details again? Where would you say that?
So the Organ Donation and Transplant Ireland can be contacted if you can find it on the internet.
Okay.
Our 24-hour referral, our number is 1890 100 016.
Okay. Well, look, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.
I think we've covered everything, and are you happy with that?
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks a million.
Thanks,
you.
Mark.
Okay.